From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. A federal judge in Tacoma, Washington, has ordered the reinstatement of a flight nurse to the Air Force after she was discharged for being a lesbian. As NPR's Martin Costi reports, the case of Major Margaret Witt has already had an effect on the legal battle over the military's Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy.
Major Witt won an important early battle in 2008 when an appeals court ruled that the burden was on the military to show that Witt's homosexuality harmed her unit's morale or readiness. Today, after a two-week bench trial, Judge Ronald Layton decided that the Air Force failed to make that case. Good flight nurses are hard to find, Judge Layton said, as he ruled that her presence would not harm her unit. The ACLU of Washington says that if Witt is reinstated, she'll become the first homosexual ever allowed to serve in the military openly and lawfully. Martin Costi, NPR News, Seattle.
Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad is out with an offer to end that country's nuclear enrichment program. Speaking at a news conference in New York today, the Iranian leader says he would agree to take those steps if other countries agree to send Tehran nuclear fuel for a medical research reactor. Ahmadinejad also defended his remarks at the UN this week, in which he claimed that most people believe the U.S. government was actually behind the September 11th attacks. President Obama has described the remarks as offensive and hateful. Mr. Obama made his comments to BBC Persian Television. Ending his 3 days at the United Nations, the president addressed a high-level meeting on Sudan, where many raised fears of renewed conflict between the North and South ahead of a vote that is likely to split the nation in two. More on that story from NPR's Michelle Kellerman.
President Obama says there's a lot of work ahead to pull off an independence vote in South Sudan in January. There are still technical issues to resolve and disagreements over the borders and oil sharing.
What happens in Sudan in the days ahead may decide whether a people who have endured too much war, move towards peace, or slip backwards into bloodshed.
Sudan's vice president said his country is committed to carrying out the vote on time and will respect the outcome. The leader of southern Sudan said any delay would be a risky gamble and could lead to more violence. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, New York.
Orders for durable goods, expensive items meant to last 3 years or more, fell slightly in August. However, stripping out volatile transportation orders, that number was much better. It showed orders up by 2% after dropping nearly 3% the previous month. Hugh Johnson is chief economist with Johnson Advisors. He says the news, while positive, still comes at a time the overall economy continues to struggle.
The economy is, yes, it's expanding, and that's the good news, but it's expanding at a very slow pace. And you see that whether you look at the durable goods numbers or you look at the employment numbers.
Durable goods include things like computers and communication system. Wall Street liked those numbers, however. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gaining 197 points. The Nasdaq gained 54 points. This is NPR. A bizarre hostage-taking and bank robbery in South Florida has ended with a bank teller and his father released unharmed. According to authorities, the robbers kidnapped the man earlier this morning, strapped a suspected bomb to his chest, then ordered him to steal money from the Bank of America branch near the University of Miami. Three robbers then fled with the money. The suspected explosive device was safely removed shortly before noon. Police did not immediately say how much money was taken. That incident did shut down U.S. Route 1 for a time. Lindsay Lohan has been sent back to jail today until a hearing on the actress's DUI case is held next month, the judge refusing to allow the actress to post bail. NPR's Carrie Kahn has more.
Lohan was taken from a Beverly Hills courtroom in handcuffs and driven to a nearby detention facility, followed by TV news helicopters. Sheets were held up around her as she was escorted into the jail. The judge remanded Lohan to jail after she failed a court-mandated drug test. She will be held until an October 22nd hearing in her case. This is the third time that Lohan has been jailed since her 2007 drug and drunk driving charges. She was released early from jail two times before due to overcrowding at the Los Angeles County facility. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.
Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg made it official today, announcing a $100 million donation to the Newark, New Jersey public schools. Appearing on the Oprah Winfrey Show, the social networking site entrepreneur says he believes in the educational visions of the state's Republican governor and Newark's Democratic mayor. Wearing a gray T-shirt, black jacket, and tennis shoes, Zuckerberg says he chose to donate the money because every child deserves a good education. Plagued for years by poor graduation, crumbling buildings, and corruption, the Newark school system was taken over by the state in 1995. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.